This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World's problems seize the spotlight in the UN General Assembly's yearly meeting of world leaders. It began Tuesday with dire assessments of a planet beset by escalating crises and conflicts that an aging international order seems increasingly ill-equipped to tackle. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that the world is gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction. He and others pointed to conflicts ranging from Europe's six-month-old war in Ukraine to the decades-long dispute between Israel and the Palestinians. During a news conference, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Russia's war in Ukraine will be a big part of President Biden's address on Wednesday.
The main thrust of his presentation when it comes to Ukraine will really be about the United Nations Charter, about the foundational principle at the heart of that charter that countries cannot conquer their neighbors by force, cannot seize and acquire territory by force.
And meanwhile, Russia-controlled regions of eastern and southern Ukraine announced plans on Tuesday to start voting this week to become integral parts of Russia. The Kremlin-backed efforts to swallow up four regions could set the stage for Moscow to escalate the war following Ukrainian successes on the battlefield. The scheduling of referendums starting Friday occurs in four different regions. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Nayib Bukele of El Salvador has now called for, before the United Nations General Assembly, for non-interference by what he called powerful countries, a few days after announcing that he will run for re-election despite the constitutional prohibition. In thinly veiled language and metaphor, Bukele pushed back against the criticism his administration has received from the United States and the European Union for concentrating power and, more recently, suspending some constitutional rights under an ongoing six-month state of exception. He is highly popular in the Central American country, and most polls recently have shown that his crackdowns on powerful street gangs, in which more than 50,000 people have been arrested, has brought support. Hurricane Fiona is blasting the Turks and Caicos as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where most people remain without electricity or running water. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the British territory's capital island. The government imposed a curfew and urged people to flee flood-prone areas. Storm could raise seas by 5 to 8 feet above normal level. Fiona had maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour and was moving north-northwest at 9 miles per hour on Tuesday. The independent arbiter tasked with inspecting documents seized in an FBI search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home says he intends to push more briskly through the review process. And Raymond Deary, the veteran Brooklyn-based judge, also appeared skeptical of the Trump legal team's reluctance to say whether it believed the records have in fact been declassified.
It was striking the degree to which Judge Deary appeared skeptical of the Trump team's reluctance to communicate whether or not the documents have been declassified. He said, if you don't affirmatively assert one way or the other whether the documents have been declassified and the Justice Department makes a case that, in fact, they remain classified, then as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the story. The
purpose of Tuesday's meeting was to sort out next steps in a review process expected to slow by weeks, if not months. Criminal